భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామదేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టువాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యశేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
ఫిఫ్త్ సెక్షన్ ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. అథ హైనం శైభ్యః సత్యకామః పప్రచ్ఛ. సయోహ వై తద్భగవన్ మనుష్యేషు ప్రాయణాంతం. ఓంకారమభిధ్యాయీత కతమం వావసతేన లోకం జయతీతి. తస్మై సహోవాచ. ఏతద్వై సత్యకామం పరంచాపరంచ బ్రహ్మయదోంకారః తస్మాద్విద్వాన్ ఏతేనైవాయతనేన ఏకతరమన్వేతి. వి ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ వేర్ ద సత్యకామ ద స్టూడెంట్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ అబౌట్ ఓంకార ఉపాసన. బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఓంకార ఉపాసన హుచ్ లోకం ద ఉపాసకా గోస్. బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఓంకార ధ్యానం ఆర్ ఉపాసన టు హుచ్ లోకా this upasaka will reach, this is the question. Then the guru answer, the Pippalada says, tasmai saho vacha, to that satyakama Pippalada rishi answers in the second mantra. He says ఏతద్వై, బై దిస్ ఓంకార ఉపాసన ఓ సత్యకామ, బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ దిస్ ఓంకార ఉపాసన యత్ ఓంకారః బ్రహ్మ, దిస్ ఓంకార హుచ్ ఈస్ ద రిఫరింగ్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, What type of Brahman? Parancha, aparancha. This Omkara represents Sagunam Brahma. Aparam Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. Param Brahma means Nirgunam Brahma or Nirvishesham Brahma. Vishesha Rahitam Brahma is called Param Brahma. Propertyless. Nirvishesham means propertyless. Visheshanam or Vishesham means property. Nirvishesham or Nirgunam is called propertyless Brahman, Param. Aparam means propertied Brahman. The Brahman who is having properties, Sakala, Kalyana, Guna, Gana, Sampanna is also a Brahman. But Sagunam, Gunena Saha Vartatena, is having Gunas, virtues. So Sagunam Brahma, Aparam Brahma. So by practicing this Omkara Upasana, which represents Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma or Aparam Brahma or Param Brahma, Vidwan, the Upasaka, Tasmat means by this Upasana, because of this Upasana, Vidwan means Upasaka, Omkara Upasaka, Yetena eva, by this Omkara Upasana alone, Yetena eva, Ayatanena, Ayatana means a symbol, taking the support of. Support of what? Omkara. Yetena Ayatanena eva, by this Omkara Ayatanam alone, symbol alone, this person upasaka ekataram anveti. Ekataram anveti means either he gets kramamukti, some mukti he will get, some loka he will get. Either kramamukti or sadyomukti. Ekataram means anyone. Either kramamukti or sadyomukti he will get. One important point we have to note, how this upasana, Omkara upasana, can bring into this mukti topic. Question may come, upasana, how can it can be dealt here in the topic of Vedanta? Why upasana topic? That question may arise because we say the reason is this is also under Vedanta topic only. This upasana also under Vedanta topic alone. How can you say Omkara upasana comes under Vedanta topic? Idella upasana topic lo dane pohanam. Upasana kuda karma kanda nane. So therefore upasana kanda is in between actually. Karma kanda ke jnana kanda ke middle sandwich madri, middle irukke bridge madri. How can you bring this upasana into Vedanta? Acharya says, since this upasana, it is not an ordinary materialistic upasana, it is not a daharopasana or ahangraha upasana or any other upasana, Rama upasana, Krishna upasana, Shiva upasana are different. Omkara upasana very, very close to Brahman. That is one reason. Since this upasana, Omkara upasana is very closest to Brahman, this symbol, one reason. Second reason is, this Omkara upasana gives kramamukti. This Omkara Upasana gives Krama Mukti. Since the Mukti word is there in that Upasana, these all Vedantins want to take that topic into their subject. All Vedantins want to take that topic, all Mukti topic is ours, don't touch it. All Mukti topics comes under Vedanta circle only. So, Krama Mukti, in that also what is there? Mukti. But indirect, Arat Mukti, not Sadhyo Mukti, but Paramparaya Krama Mukti. So, therefore it also comes under Vedanta only. Therefore, don't think this Upasana is not concerned to us. Some Vedantin students may think. Namakilla appa upasana edhukku swami meditation start pantana puriyadha ipo the meditation angna dhyanam dhyanam anna upasana adhi omkara upasana is as good as vedanta shravana manana nididhyasanam. We have to understand, never ignore, never look down upon this omkara dhyanam. Other dhyanams all are, this is Pratikam. They are all Pratima. Rama, Lakshmi, Shiva, Vishnu, all Upasanas, Devi. Any Upasana is Pratima Upasana with attributes. Here, attributeless Pratikam, symbol. Just as you do Upasana on Rama Vigraham, when you are keeping Rama Vigraham, what do you do? You invoke Lord Rama. When you keep Shiva Vigraham and Shiva doing meditation on Shiva, you invoke Shiva in that idol. Similarly, Krishna also. Any saguna form you take, Pratima, you invoke that Lord, particular Lord. And Vishnu, na Vishnu, you invoke. Shivalinga, even symbol also, Shivalinga, Shiva you invoke. You meditate upon Shiva. Saligramam, you meditate upon whom? Vishnu. Similarly, when we keep Omkara, we meditate upon what? Brahman. Clear? When we keep Omkara, Omkara represents Brahman. Just as you keep Saligramam, it represents to Vishnu. You remember Vishnu. When you keep Shivalinga, you remember Lord Shiva. When you keep Jyoti, you remember the Devi. When you keep Omkara, we remember Brahman. Clear? So this Upasana is going to give Krama Mukti. So therefore this Upasana is also comes under the topic of Mukti. This is about Upasana, how Omkara Upasana is highly significant for Vedantic students, a mumukshus. Now it is clear? It is not like other Upasanas, it is the highest significant, most significant than any other Upasanas, Omkara. Because of what? No? Because of all these reasons. The next point we have to understand in this second mantra, Parancha Aparancha means, what we saw, Apara means Sagunam. Sagunam and Nirgunam. Guna Sahitam. Who is greater? Nirgunam greater, Sagunam greater. Why this comparison? There are people, Saguna Ishwara only great. Some people say Nirguna Ishwara only great. Nirguna Brahman or Nirguna Ishwara is great. How this contradiction comes? How you can establish Nirguna Brahman alone is superior? Why not Sagunam? What answer you can give to Saguna Upasakas? We have to understand here a very important point. Why we have to meditate upon that attributeless consciousness that is Brahman, Param Brahman? Why not Sakala Kalyana Gunagana Sampanna are attributed other form? Even this Aparam Omkara also, there are some attributes, we are going to see that gradation in that Upasana also. Aparam Omkara. For example, first I'll give the example, then I will come to the Darshtanta. Dhanam asya asti iti dhanavan. Dhanam irikravan dhanavan. The one who is having money is called a rich person. Dhanavan. The one who is not having money, nirdhanaha. Dhanam nasti. Yasya dhanam nasti saha nirdhanahan. Dhanam nasti. Poor person. The one who is having money is called dhanavan. The one who is rich person, the one who is not having dhanam is a poor person, nirdhanaha. Dhanavan is superior. Nirdhanaha is inferior. This is what generally what we understand. Clear? The one who is having money is a superior person in the society. This is our experience. The one who is a pauper, not having money, nirdhanaha, he is inferior. How he can become great? He can never become great, inferior person only. And the meaning ledke kudadinge. The one who is having sakala kalyana gunagana sampanna is the highest, because just like that dhanavan, superior, nirdhanaha, propertyless. Property na rendu artham varudhu. Property na dhanam. Nirdhanaha means propertyless. Here nirdhanaha means what? Gunas rahitam, guna rahitam. அதே மாதிரி அங்கே தனம் இருக்கவன் சூப்பீரியர், தனம் இல்லாதவன் இன்ஃபீரியர். அதே மாதிரி இங்கே குணம் இருக்கிறவன் சூப்பீரியராக இருக்கணும், குணம் இல்லாதவன் இன்ஃபீரியர் இருக்கணும் இல்லையோ? த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் குண மஸ்ட் பி சூப்பீரியர். சகுண ஈஸ்வர மஸ்ட் பி சூப்பீரியர். நிர்குண பிரம்மன் மஸ்ட் பி இன்ஃபீரியர். சாஸ்திர சேஸ் உல்டா. வாட் உல்டா? நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் சூப்பீரியர், சகுண ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர். நவு நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், why இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர் சகுணம் பிரம்மா, why நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் சுப்பீரியர்? பிகாஸ் லாஜிக். ஹியர் லாஜிக் கம்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட் லாஜிக்? Very important for whole Vedanta study. If you understand only, you can go to the Nirguna Brahman. Any attributes limiting the other attribute. He is a tall person. It's an attribute. He is a tall person. That means what? He is not short person. Anartham. Similarly, any color you take, this red flower. Red flower means what? This is not white, this is not blue, this is not orange, this is not yellow flower. That means what? This flower is different from other colors. This is red flower. It's a guna, a property. According to you, the Purapakshi, imagine a Purapakshi. According to that Dhanavan, that argumentator, this flower must be superior because it has got a color, red colored hibiscus flower. This hibiscus flower, which has got a color, must be superior. No, it is inferior only. Why? Because these yellow flowers, white flowers, other color flowers are limiting that flower. There are some more flowers which are in different colors. Therefore, this red color is also one color among so many colors. புரியுறதா? ஒயிட் கலர், எல்லோ கலர் ஆர் லிமிட்டிங் த ரெட் கலர். ரெட் கலர் பார்த்து சி யூ ஆர் நாட் எல்லோ, ஒயிட் ஃப்ளவர் சேஸ் சி ஐ எம் ஒயிட், யூ ஆர் நாட் ஒயிட். தட் ரெட் ஃப்ளவர் இட் கிவ்ஸ் ஆர்குமெண்ட். சப்போஸ் இமேஜின், தட் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் கலர் லிமிட்டிங் த அதர் கலர். ஒன்ஸ் குணா கம்ஸ், இட் லிமிட்ஸ் த அதர். So therefore, that Brahman who is having gunas, virtues, limited by other, it's always property means it's a limiting adjuncture, limiting factor. That's what we have to understand. Every property negate other properties of other objects. Every property of this one object negates the other properties of other objects. That means what? It is finite. Where there is a yellow color, this red color is not there. Finite illaya. Where that white flower is there, this red flower is not there. Finite. It is not all pervading, it is finite. That's why Shiva in Kailasa, it is an attribute. Kailasha Shiva. Kailasha Shiva means not Vaikuntha Shiva. Vaikuntha Vishnu is different. Suppose Vaikuntha Vishnu means Vaikuntha is there, not in Kailasha. How can that God become infinite, all pervading? If you take Vaikuntha as a place, Vishnu as a individual God, you are not glorifying the God. My God, you are degrading the God. இதெல்லாம் புரியறதுக்கு நல்ல ஷார்ப் இன்டலெக்ட் வேணும். புரியுறது? My Lord is in Vaikuntha. Suppose I say, Vishishtadvaiti comes and tells, see, my Lord is in Vaikuntha. He is the supreme, greatest virtues he is having. He is great. He is not really glorifying, praising. He is limiting that God. My God is in Vaikuntha, he is great. Anartham, you are limiting your God to Vaikuntha only. He is not Kailasa. He is not in Goloka Vrindavanam. That means you are giving a place to the Lord and ange iru middle varade ani solra maadhiri aayirudhu. Similarly, Shiva Bhakta, if he says my God is in, who is Kailasha, he is the greatest, supreme, most powerful Lord and chonna, Kailasam irukkira God, he is not in Goloka Vrindavanam or in Vaikuntha or in any other loka. Kailasam irukka ingille en artham dane. Appa en artham? You are making that Lord alpagnaha, alpa vyapi. Alpa vyapi enna nyuna pradesa vyapi. That's why unknowingly all other upasakas, it is a sadhana, stepping stone for an immature people. That is required. We never look down upon that upasana or saguna ishra upasana. Dvaiti, let them do upasana. Vishishtadvaiti, let them do upasana. Continue them. But ultimately, one day or other, they have to come to advaita. Why? Because of all these logical fallacies. Once you argue, once you think, they logically, all these statements cannot withstand. Understand? These are all the arguments comes in Vedantana. Therefore, just like that, I cannot say Nirguna Brahman is great because Swamini is teaching. Or some other great acharya is teaching who is very popular in the society. Therefore, it is great. No. Since Veda says, therefore it is great. No. Veda says, I believe with Shraddha, finally I come to conclusion, yes, Veda says, what is true is Veda saying. That is final conviction. With Pramana Buddhya Shraddha, I will take that Veda Pramana for the support, and I use the logic, Yukti, Shruti Sammata Yukti, then I look into that there are no fallacies. I will arrive at Nirguna Brahman alone one has to attain. So you have to establish unnegatable fact this is. Not because of any great acharya or because of any great mahatma, not because of a person, not because of verbal statements. Veda says, therefore I believe now. Veda says, I believe first. Veda says, it is fact, it is a conviction for me. Ultimately. Otherwise, that shabdam also tomorrow, if you don't understand properly, this shabdam also become just a sound. Later you lose that whole shraddha and Veda. If you don't reach to that conviction within that time, this whole shabda will become redundant for such same intellect. Another very important statement. Why I am talking very forcefully? Even this Veda shabda, if I don't get conviction with my understanding, it is a fact, unnegatable fact, the same shabda tomorrow it will become, looks, appears an aberration or redundant. Edo Vedam pesuradhu onnume puriyala anna aidum appadi aagakoodadhu puriyiradha. So andha Veda shabdanni enak practical la nanak transformation kondu varanum vandadhuk appuramda yes, this is the fact, then you have done justice to your studies, not for Veda. You cannot justify Veda. Veda is already fact. Who am I to justify Veda? If you are convinced to that fact, you are with, along with Veda, the truth. If you and I won't join Veda, it is not going to be falsified or negated. So Veda Pramanam is the Mukhya Pramanam, Atyanta Pramanam, and the Veda Pramanatilag, I have to absorb into that truth. I have to absorb into that truth with proper understanding, with commitment, with sincere study, only that way is possible. That absorption, that conviction, that pramanya buddhi is possible only by shraddha, commitment, sincere commitment. Then you can see the alignment between your intellect, understanding, and the alignment between Veda statements. Otherwise, there are also another just vocabulary. So that much meaning is there. Aparancha, parancha, ekam anveti, ekataram anveti. Third mantra we will read.
सह यद्येकमात्रम् अभिध्यायीत सह तेनैव संवेदितस्तूर्णमेव जगत् त्याम अभिसंपद्यते तम रुचः मनुष्यलोकम् उपनयन्ते स तत्र तपसा ब्रह्मचर्येण श्रद्धया संपन्नः महिमानमनुभवति
नाउ वी आर एंटरिंग टू एग्जैक्ट उपासना ऑफ ओंकार द फर्स्ट मंत्र ఈజ్ ఏకమాత్రం ఓంకార ఉపాసన. ఏకమాత్ర మీన్స్ ఇన్ ఓంకార దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ మాత్రాస్, అకార ఉకార మకార. ఇన్ దోస్ త్రీ మాత్ర, మాత్ర మీన్స్ నాట్ టాబ్లెట్, మాత్ర మీన్స్ వన్ లెటర్. ఏకమాత్రం, ఏకమాత్రం అభిధ్యాయీత, మెడిటేటింగ్ అపాన్ ద వన్ లెటర్ ఆఫ్ ఓంకార. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వన్ లెటర్ ఆఫ్ ఓంకార? అకార. మెడిటేటింగ్ అపాన్ ద అకార ఆఫ్ ఓంకార ఈజ్ ద లెటర్ ఇన్ ద ఓంకార. ఏకమాత్రం ఈజ్ అకార. దట్ ఏకమాత్ర అకార ఓంకార ధ్యానం సహా దట్ ఉపాసక, దట్ ఉపాసక తేన ఏవ, తేనైవ, తేనైవ మీన్స్ విత్ దట్ అకార ఉపాసన అలోన్, విత్ దట్ అకార ఉపాసన అలోన్ సంవేదిత, సంవేదిత సంవేదిత మీన్స్ ఉపాసక హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎన్లైటెండ్. సంవేద్ మీన్స్ వేద్ మీన్స్ నోయింగ్, ఎన్లైటెండ్. ఉపాసక హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎన్లైటన్మెంట్ ఆర్ ఎన్లైటెండ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఉపాస్య విషయ అద ఎన్లైటెండ్ అన్న సాక్షాత్కారం కల్మినేషన్. ఎనీ ఉపాసన, ఎనీ మెడిటేషన్, ఉపాసన ఆర్ మెడిటేషన్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద కల్మినేషన్? ఉపాసక ఈజ్ ఎ ధ్యాత. ఉపాస్య విషయం, ఉపాస్య విషయం ఈజ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ధ్యేయం, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ధ్యేయం. ధ్యాత ధ్యేయ వస్తు, ధ్యాత ఈజ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్, ధ్యేయం ఈజ్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్. వాట్ హీ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్? ధ్యానం, ప్రాసెస్. ధ్యాత డూయింగ్ ధ్యానం ఆన్ ద ధ్యేయ వస్తు. వాట్ ఈస్ ద ధ్యేయ వస్తు హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ అకార ఉపాసన? హూ ఎవర్ టేకింగ్ దట్ ఓన్లీ అకార ఫ్రమ్ ఓంకార, హూ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ దట్ అకార ఉపాసన, తేన ఏవ సహ దట్ ఉపాసక. ఓంకారయుక్త అకార ఉపాసన యః కరోతి సహ, the one who performs akara upasana, which is the part of omkara dhyanam, that upasaka, he has got absorbed. Everyone has to culminate into that object, upasana vishayathilo absorb aaganam, adhu da culmination. What do you mean by culmination? Anna dhyatra dhyane parisamapya, you know, dhyatra ధ్యానేన, ఇంద ధ్యాత నాను ఇంద ధ్యానం పండ్రే అది మాత్రం పరిసమాప్య, హ్యావింగ్ డిసప్పియర్డ్, నో దట్ గోస్. నాను ధ్యానం పండ్రే అన్న థాటే ఇరుకాదు. నాను ధ్యానం పండ్రేన్ అంగిర థాట్ ఇరుకూడదు అన్న అన్న అర్థం. క్రమాత్ ధ్యేయైక విషయం, slowly this dhyata absorbed into dhyeya vishaya. Rama upasaka anna ramar, he will merge into Rama, and that upasana time la he will merge into Rama, he will forget he is a Rama upasaka. Shiva upasaka forgets himself as a Shiva upasaka and merge into Shivan. దేవి ఉపాసక, కృష్ణ ఉపాసక, ఎనీ ఉపాసక ఫర్ దట్ మ్యాటర్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కల్మినేషన్. ఎనీ ధ్యానం, నమ్మకెన్న ధ్యానంలో ఉకానందా నాను ధ్యానం పండ్రే, నాను ధ్యానం పండ్రే, ఎల్లరికీ పత్తి వాడి చొల్లి, అరే నీ ఇక్కడది ఉనకు తెలియదు ఎదుకా ఎల్లరికీ చొల్లరేనా, దట్స్ ఏ ఉపాసక. ఇఫ్ హీ రియల్లీ మెర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు భగవాన్, he never claim I am a upasaka, ஐ ஆம் டூயிங் உபாசனா. அசல் எங்கே இருக்கிற உபாசகர் தனியாக நிற்கிறார், என்ன கல்மினேஷன் வரலன்னு அர்த்தம். புரியுறதா? இட்ஸ் நாட் டு லுக் டவுன் அப்பான் அதர்ஸ். வேர் வி ஆர் டு வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நான் உபாசனம் பண்றேன்னா நான் உபாசனா தனியா நிக்க கூடாது. அந்த ராமரே தான் ஹோல் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், வேற தெரியக்கூடாது. சில பஷ்யன் ஸ்ருண்வன் ஸ்பிருஷன் ஜிக்ரன் அஷ்டன் கச்சன் ஸ்வபன் செஷன் எப்பவுமே அந்த சிவன் 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 பக்தனுக்கு, விஷ்ணு பக்தனுக்கு நான் விஷ்ணு விஷ்ணு ரூபமே ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும். அதுதான் அப்சார்ப்ஷன், அதுதான் மெர்ஜிங் கல்மினேஷன். பட் இட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி ரேர். ஏன்னா அங்கே கூட யுகம் வந்துடும். நானும் உபாசனை பண்ணுறேன், நானும் உபாசக, என்னோட லார்டு வந்து எனக்கு அப்படி வாக் கொடுக்குறாரு. இஸ் டாக்கிங் டு மீ, வெரி டாக்கிங் டு யூ அண்ட் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் தேர் செப்பரேட்லி. தே டு நாட் நோ தட் தே ஆர் ப்ரைசிங் அண்ட் டெல்லிங் இஸ் டாக்கிங் டு மீ அண்ட் சொன்னால் என்ன அர்த்தம்? யூ ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் வித் யுவர் ஈகோ செப்பரேட்லி ஃப்ரம் த லார்ட். That's why our Shastra never encourages this type of siddhis. Puriyurudha ippo? Are nee eppadi pa upasaka neenga thaniya ye nikkare ingo vechittu neenga onna aganum illaya bhagavanalo? Still you are standing separately anna where you are. Bhagavan ange vechitta neenga vechitta avaru vaaku kudukkaranu cheppi nekka chakkama panam sambandhikkara. Na tappani sollala. We are not looking down upon that. You should know the limitations of that, that statement. Bhagavan is talking to me, and that means what? You have not become one with Bhagavan. Still he is talking to you, you are standing here. Are you getting the point? Never go and tell to other people. This don't say only for a mumukshu, Vedantic student. This is only understanding for your sake, where you are standing. புரியணும் புரியணும் சம்மேதிதான். சோ ஹி அப்சார்ப்ஸ் இன் தட் உபாசனா. சோ தென் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? தூர்ணமேவ ஜகத்யாம் அபிசம்பத்யதே ஃபலம் தட் அகார தியான உபாசகா. சின்ஸ் ஹி இஸ் பிராக்டிசிங் இன் ஒன் லெட்டர் ஆஃப் தட் ஓங்காரா, தூர்ணமேவ இம்மிடியட்லி உடனே அர்த்தம். After death, the person who had done upasana and that akara, he is at the time of death, after falling, leaving this body, this upasaka, where he goes? He goes to immediately. Immediately, okay. Jagatyam, in this universe. Jagatyam, jagat, tyena, tyaktena. எங்கே ஜகத்யாம் வந்தது? ஈஷா வாஸ்யம் இது சர்வம் எத்கிஞ்ச ஜகத்யாம் இந்த உலகம் அர்த்தம். திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், இந்த உலகத்தில் எகெயின் இந்த பூலோகா ஜகத்யாம் இன் திஸ் பூலோகா அபிசம்பத்யதே, ஹி வில் கம் டேக் அனதர் இம்மீடியட் மனுஷ ஜென்மா. அப்பா வேற ஒன்றும் ஜென்ம கிடையாது இந்த ஜென்மால. ஜெகத்யாமன்னா இந்த பூலோகத்தில் எனி ஜென்மம் ஆகலாமே. அதுக்குதான் தத் ரிச்சா மனுஷலோகம் உபநயந்தே. இந்த உபாசக ஆஃப்டர் டூயிங் அகார உபாசனா, நாட் அட்டெண்டிங் வேதாந்த கிளாஸா, உபாசனை பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கார். என்ன பண்றது? உபாசனை பண்ணும்போது அப்படியே பாப்பா ஆஃப் பண்ணா, ஹி லெஃப்ட் ஹிஸ் பாடி. Because of that upasana phalam, in the richa devata, rig devata, rigveda devata, take this upasaka, suchi nam shrimatam gehe, yoga brashto bhi jayate, anga potidva. Manushya janma is guarantee. Parvaliye? Vere yedo, and the akarpa moochi, and the poochi, inma jahamale, He is getting Manushya Janma. Jagatyam, in this Bhuloka, this Rigveda Devata takes this person. Rigveda Devata is the means. Yet, tat richaha. That Rigveda Devata, you have to supply. Rigveda Devata. Richaha means Rigveda Devata. Anartham. First Veda takes this person, Upasaka, and gives what? Taking that to Bhuloka and dropping there. Yendadu janma illa. Manushya janma. And that Manushya janma, Upanayante. He gets that Manushya janma immediately without delay. அதுதான் 8th சாப்டர்ல சுச்சீனாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம் கேஹே. இல்லைன்னா நாட் ஓன்லி ரிச் பீப்புள், அது கூட சொல்றான் என்னன்னா, சஹா தத்ர தபசா பிரம்மச்சரியேண ஸ்ரத்தையா சம்பன்னா. சம்பன்னா மீன்ஸ் ஹீ இஸ் ரிச் வித் ஆஃப்டர் பார்ன் பர்த் இன் த ரிச் ஹவுஸ். திஸ் பர்சன் இம்மீடியட்லி ஃபாலோஸ் த தபஸ், டேக்ஸ் அ ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப், தார்மிக் லைஃப். அண்ட் சின்ன வயசுலேருந்து எல்லாமே உபநயனம், அதே ஆர்த்தடாக்ஸ் ஃபேமிலி ஹி வில் பார்ன் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட் தட் உபநயனம். எவ்ரி திங் வில் ஓவர் அண்ட் ஸ்டடீஸ் இஸ் வேத சாஸ்திராஸ், லாட் ஆஃப் மணி, லாட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மச்சரியம் இஸ் தேர், சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல். பிரம்மச்சரியம் மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல். தார்மிக் லைஃப், ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப் ஹீ ஃபாலோஸ், ஃபுல்லி ஃபுல்லி ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப். பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ ஹெல்பிங் தட் பர்சன், ஃபாதர் மதர் டோட்டலி ஆர்த்தடாக்ஸ் அண்ட் பக்தி, எல்லாம் ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப் வாதாவரணம்லோ. நல்ல பணம் கோல்டன் ஸ்பூனில் வந்துடும் எல்லாமே, எவ்ரி திங் இன் கோல்டன் ஸ்பூன். வேர் இட் இஸ் செட் அண்ட் தைத்திரி உபநிஷத்தில் இட் ஹேஸ் பீன் கிவன், தட் இஸ் சைஷா ஆனந்தஸ்ய மீமாகும் சா பவதி யுவாஸ்யா சாது யுவாத்யாயகஹ ஆசிஷ்டோ த்ருடிஷ்டோ பலிஷ்டஹ தஸ்யேவம் பிருத்திவி சர்வா வித்தஸ்ய பூர்ணா ஸ்யாத் சயேகோ மானுஷ ஆனந்தஹ. திஸ் பர்சன் கெட் தட் மனுஷ ஆனந்தா. ஏன் எம்பரர் கெட்ஸ் ஹவு மச் ஆனந்தா? An emperor who is having lot of money, power, wealth, knowledge, sharira saushtavam, strength, அவனுக்கு எவ்வளவு ஆனந்தம் இருக்கும்! அந்த ஆனந்தம் இந்த உபாசகா, ஹூ டிட் உபாசனா, அகார உபாசனா இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்மா, ஹி கெட்ஸ் தட் இன் திஸ் ஜென்மா. புரியுறதா? நேஹாபிக்ரம நாசோஸ்தி பிரத்யவாயோ ந வித்யதே. திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் உபாசனாஸ், தெர் இஸ் நோ டவுன்ஃபால், பட் தெர் இஸ் எ கிரிப் டு ஹோல்ட். புரியுறதா? அதனால உபாசனா compulsory. You will not go to any other inferior paths. Guarantee card Shastra is giving. For every upasaka, guarantee card, what? You will get definitely, Jeevan Mukti varliyo inga, at least you will get Vedantam class, pohmaatamani shulitiliyo. Okay, I'll give Manusha Janma. Next week, Janmalavadi attend pannu. At least next janma he will attend, or she will attend. At least manushya janma is guaranteed with rich money, wealth, atmosphere. That's why religious life is not you got by your luck or something. Punya, pura janma upasana. Priyada ipo? That's why religious person also gets sufferings, problems. Religious person ki pallu veli varada, தலைவலி வராத, வரும், கால் வலி வரும், முதுகு வலி வரும், தலைவலி வரும், எல்லா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் உண்டு, வீட்டு ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அது மேலே உண்டு. உபாசகனுக்கு கூட இந்த ரிலிஜியஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் பார்ன் ப்ரீவியஸ் உபாசகா பார்ன் ஆஸ் மனுஷன் நவ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப் த ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஓன்ட் அப்பியர் ஆஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். பட் இர்ரிலிஜியஸ் பர்சனுக்கு ப்ராப்ளம் அப்பியர்ஸ் லைக் எ மவுண்டெயின், ஹியூஜ் மேக்னானிமஸ் வே தே அப்பியர். For a religious person, they are all insignificant. Why? Because of purva janma, punya, tapasa, brahmacharyena, sampannaha. Not only that, sampannaha, mahimanam anubhavati. Don't raise your collar. Idella previous janma punyam brought forward. We are born in such a family with parents who are having religious life, given us that God, worship, everything. So this jiva chosen that parents, mahimanam anubhavatena, they have provided everything, they have given knowledge for us, so that in this janma, we have come here to finish that job, complete, incompleted job. So I do not know how many of us we have done, அகார உபாசனை இன் ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்மா இல்லையா? மகிமானம் அனுபவத்தில் லக் இருந்தா அட்லீஸ்ட் கம் டு ராமானுஜம் ஸ்ட்ரீட் கிளாஸ், இல்லைன்னா இல்லைன்னா என்னாகும்? இன்னொரு லோகம், நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மா உகார உபாசனை கண்டினியூ ஆயிடும். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக மந்திர 4. அத யதி த்விமாத்ரேண மனசி சம்பத்யதே சோந்தரிக்ஷம் யஜுபிஹி உன்னியதே சோமலோகம் சோமலோகே விபூதிம் அனுபூய புனராவர்த்ததே. So we have to understand here that Akara represents உபாசனா ஏக மாத்திர பிரதம பாத விஸ்வ. தட் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் பர்ஃபார்மிங் த மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் தட் அகாரா பிரதம மாத்ரா இஸ் கால்ட் விஸ்வ, மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் விராட். ஓகே, ஸ்தூல புக் கேர் ஆஃப் என்ன உபனிஷத்து? மாண்டவக்கிய உபனிஷத். The whole Mandukya is here. Then this Dvimatra is, in that Omkara is, Ukara. Dvitiyav Padaha, Ukaraha. So that Akara Upasaka goes to Manushaloka. That is called Bhuloka. Okay? Now this Upasaka, Akara Vishishta Omkara Upasanena Manushaloka Praptihi. Over. Which mantra? Third mantra. Previous mantra. Akara upa, akara vishishta omkara. Omkaratla akaram irukka illaya? Adha akara vishishta omkara upasanena manushya loka praptihi. Over. Then ukara vishishta omkara upasanena Swargaloka praptihi. Now he is going to another person. He is going to meditate upon akara plus ukara. Dvimatra. Rendu matra kalam. Edi dvimatra. A and U. Rendu me. He is doing meditation, suppose. Ma vittita. So this person, where he will go on? Atha edi, suppose, if a person, edi, if dvimatrena, so that dvimatrena is in tritiya vibhakti. You have to convert that dvimatrena into dvitiya vibhakti. Tritiya vibhakti ni dvitiya vibhakti laku matranu. Eppadi dvimatram dvimatrattai upasana panni appadi varanu. Puriyirada? Enna language pesuranu puriyirado? எல்லாம் தெலுங்கு, தெலுங்கு இல்லை சான்ஸ்கிரிட்டு தமிழ் இங்கிலீஷ் எல்லாம் மிக்சடு. யூ ஹாவ் டு டிசைஃபர். ஐ டு நாட் நோ. த்விமாத்திரம் உபாசனேன சஹா அந்தரிக்ஷம் சம்பத்யதே. மனசி அந்தரிக்ஷம் சம்பத்யதே. ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் தட் மைண்ட், அப்சார்ப்ட் இன் த மைண்ட். மனசி மீன்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட். என்ன இந்த உகா உகார உபாசக மனசுல அப்சார்ப் ஆகும் அனே லிட்டரல் மீனிங் ஹியர். மனசி என்ன? அந்தரிக்ஷ லோகம். மனசி மீன்ஸ் அந்தரிக்ஷ லோகம். மனசி மீன்ஸ் ரிஃபர் டு இன்டர்மீடியரி வேர்ல்ட். Dvimatra Omkara Abhidhyayita. Omkara Abhidhyayita is not there. You have to supply from the previous. Previous look, we have supplied. Ekamatram Dvimatram only has given. We have to supply Dvimatra Omkara Abhidhyayita. That person దిస్ ఇస్ సెకండ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్. అంతరిక్ష అంటే దట్ మీన్స్ అంతరిక్ష సోమలోకం. అంతరిక్షం సోమలోకం, దట్ ఈస్ సోమలోక. అంతరిక్షస్థ దట్ సోమలోక హుచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ అంతరిక్షం, ఇంటర్మీడియరీ. వై స్వామిని మనస్సు ఎదుగు ఇదిలో, వై మనస్సు వీ హ్యావ్ టు సే అంతరిక్షం సోమలోకం అన్న పోదు మెల్లియో మనసి అని చొల్లి నమకు కన్ఫ్యూజన్ పడినమా ఉపనిషత్తు. ఏన్న అంతరిక్షం అన్న ఇంటర్మీడియరీ, ఇంటర్మీడియరీ అన్న జాగ్రత్త అవస్థకి సుషుప్తి అవస్థకి మిడిల్లో స్వప్న అవస్థ. స్వప్నావస్థ ఈజ్ ద ఇంటర్మీడియరీ స్టేట్. అండ్ ఇంటర్మీడియరీ స్టేట్ స్వప్న స్టేట్లో హూ ఈజ్ యాక్టివ్? మైండ్ ఈజ్ యాక్టివ్, అంతా మనస్సు. సిన్స్ దిస్ లోక ఈ సోమలోక ఈజ్ అంతరిక్షలోకం, అంతరిక్షలోకం ఈజ్ ఇంటర్మీడియరీ, అదే అంతరిక్షలోకం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ భూవర్లోక. భూ భువ సువ గాయత్రి మంత్రం చూడరాం ఇల్లియో భూవర్లోక. సో సోమలోక ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు భూవర్లోక ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు అంతరిక్షలోక ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు పితృలోక. వీ కెన్ సే పితృలోక. ఏ ఏ శతం పితృణాం చిరలోకలోకానామానంద, దట్ పితృలోక. దిస్ పర్సన్ గోస్ టు దట్ పితృలోక హుచ్ ఇస్ సోమలోక, ఎంజాయ్. హూ టేక్స్ హిమ్? ఆఫ్టర్ ఋగ్వేద హుచ్ వేద కమ్స్? యజుర్వేద ఈజ్ ద మీన్స్. యజుర్వేద దేవత టేక్ దిస్ ఉపాసక టు స్వర్గలోక. వాంగో 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 యు హ్యావ్ డన్. అంత ఓంకారద్దులో రెండు మాత్రం ఉపాసన పంటాడు. మనుష్య లోకం ఇప్పు వేండా, కొంచెనాళ్ళు నల్ల అనుభవించుడు వాంగో, నాకు బీసా కొడుకరే, స్వర్గలోకతి కూటిడు పోయిడువా. అదే స్వర్గలోకం అని చొన్నాను, సోమలోకం అని చొన్నాను, పితృలోకం అని చొన్నాను, భూవర్లోకం అని చొన్నాను. ఉన్నదా ఎల్లామే సేతి అంతరిక్షం, ఇంటర్మీడియరీ లోకాస్. హీ గోస్ విత్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ యజుర్ దేవత. యజుభి ఉన్నీయతే, ద టేక్స్ టేకెన్ బై టు సోమలోక. వాట్ హీ డస్ దేర్? సహా దట్ ఉపాసక, అకార ఉకార ఉపాసక హూ డిడ్ ఇన్ హిజ్, ఇదెల్లా ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్. అకార ఉకార మెడిటేషన్ పండి ఆఫ్టర్ లీవింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ హీ గోస్ టు స్వర్గలోక. సహా దట్ ఉపాసక సోమలోకే, ఇన్ దట్ స్వర్గలోక విభూతిం అనుభూయ హీ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఆల్ వైభవం. విభూతి అన్న ఎల్లా గ్లోరీస్, ఎల్లా నరియ విభూతి వరం, అవరికి శక్తి ఎల్లా వరం, నరియ నల్ల వైభవమాన వరు వాళ్ళకే, అది విభూతి అన్న. సో హీ ఎంజాయ్స్ డైలీ అమృతమో అమృతం. ఓకే, వాట్ లాట్ పునరావర్తతే తేతం భుక్త్వా స్వర్గలోకం విశాలం, విశాలం దా క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్యలోకం విశంతి. ఉందాచి కూవత్తిగా అన్న ఎన్న చూడలేదన్నా, టెంపరీ. ఎనీ లోక యు గో ఇదెల్లా అపరం. ప్రియదైపో అపరం ఉపాసన ఎల్లామే కూడా హీ కమ్ బ్యాక్ హియర్ అగైన్ మనుష్య ఓన్లీ. ఓకే, స్వర్గంలో గతిని మనుష్యనే ఉంది, తిరిపి రామానుజం క్లాస్ ఉర్వా నా నిరుపానైనా తెలియలే. హీ గోస్ టు ద మనుష్య జన్మ, హీ టేక్స్ ప్రీవియస్ అకార ఉపాసక ఇమీడియట్లీ మనుష్య జన్మ. దిస్ పర్సన్ కొంచెనాళ్ళు జాలీ జాలీగా టూర్ పండి తిరిపి వందుడువా చెన్నై బ్యాక్ టు పెవలియాన్. ఓకే, నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర, ఫిఫ్త్ మంత్ర. యః పునరేతం త్రిమాత్రేణ, ఓమిత్యేతేన ఏవ అక్షరేణ పరం పురుషం అభిధ్యాయీత సహ తేజసి సూర్యే సంపన్నః. యథా పాదోదర ஸ்வச்சாம் பாதோதர ஸ்வச்ச
விநிர்முச்சதே
ஏவம் ஹவை சஹ ஆத்மனா விநிர்முக்தஹ சஹ சாமபிருண்ணியதே ப்ரஹ்மலோகம் சஹ ஏதஸ்மாத் ஜீவ கணாத் பராத்பரம் புரீஷயம் புருஷமீக்ஷதே ததேதௌ ஸ்லோகௌ பவதஃ. யஹா புனஹ ஏதம் த்ரிமாத்ரேண யஹா ஹூயவர் ஏதம் திஸ் த்ரிமாத்ரேண த்ரிமாத்ரேண அகைன் யூ ஹாவ் டு கன்வெர்ட் இன் டு த்விதியா விபக்தி த்ரிமாத்ரம் அப்பான் த மகார த்ரிமா ஆ பிளஸ் உ பிளஸ் ம இந்த மூணு சேர்த்து யார் மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணுவானோ த்ரிமாத்ரம் ஆஃப் ஓங்கார தட் இஸ் சப்ளைடு தட் இஸ் மகார விசிஷ்ட ஓங்கார உபாசனேன பிரம்மலோக பிராப்தி. உகார விசிஷ்ட ஓங்கார உபாசனேன ஸ்வர்கலோக பிராப்தி. ஹியர் மகார விசிஷ்ட ஓங்கார உபாசனேன மகாரத்தில் அகாரமும் உகாரம் மகாரம் த்ரிமாத்ர ஹி கோஸ் டு பிரம்மலோகா த்ரிமாத்ரேண ஓமித்தி ஏன ஏவ அக்ஷரேண தட் ஓங்கார உபாசனேன அக்ஷரேண ஆஃப் தட் லெட்டர் ஆஃப் தட் ஓங்கார த்ரீ லெட்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஓங்கார ஹி மெடிடேட்ஸ் அபான் வேர் ஹி கோஸ் சஹ தேஜசி சூரியே சம்பன்னஹ ஹி கோஸ் டு சூரியலோக ஆர் பிரம்மலோக தேஜசி இன் தட் பிரில்லியன்ஸ் இன் தட் சன் ஹி பிகம் ஒன் வித் தட் ஹி கோஸ் டு பிரம்மலோக ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஸ்னேக் ரிமூவ்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்கின் திஸ் உபாசக ஆல்சோ கிவ்ஸ் அப் ஹிஸ் பாபம் and goes to Brahmaloka. What he does, you know, you are all great astrologers now, you know, Swamiji says, because you know, this is Shukla Gati. Previous Gati, what Gati? Krishna Gati. Ipi denna Gati? Shukla Gati. He is going to Brahmaloka, there he studied there. What? Mundaka Upanishad. Next class we will see that, how he goes to that loka. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ. ஓம்.